Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
OxyContin, they are the company that makes them. Purdue Pharma is filing for bankruptcy. So they make the opioid painkiller. They're filing for Chapter 11 protection because of all of the lawsuits over accusations that they knew that their product would be highly addictive.
So this is the owners of Purdue Pharma who have cut a deal. They're called the Sackler family, and they've reached a tentative settlement with 24 states and thousands of local governments. So the deal is the Sacklers can get clean of this, go, we're out, by putting up $3 billion of the family's estimated $13 billion fortune.
Wow.
And turning Purdue into a trust. Going forward, all profits from OxyContin and other drug companies go to the plaintiffs. But imagine, like, if we're the company that made OxyContin.
Sure, sure.
Or if we're pharma, we're like, look, daddy came up with that company. I just want my money to fly around the world. So they cut their deal. So the family, the Sackler company now has.
They're fine in the end.
Yeah, they still got $10 billion left to play with.
Oh, yeah, they'll be all right.
It's very much like Succession on HBO.
I was just going to say that.
It's very Succession-esque. You know, imagine that family going, all right, we got some bad PR. What do we got to do?
Yeah. It's kind of what is happening. On the show, General Motors workers are on strike. This is the first time in 12 years. 50,000 GM workers started midnight when talks broke down between the United Auto Workers Union and GM. So they're scheduled to resume this morning, but this means that no cars, no parts are getting made today. And this is, you know, 12 years since they've had a disagreement like this. And weekend drone attacks cut Saudi oil production by half. That's going to lead to higher gas prices this week at the pumps for most people.
Oh,
the
man.
President says that the U.S. is, quote, locked and loaded following the attack, while the Saudi and Arabian Kingdom has not confirmed who was flying the drones. Everybody's pretty much like Iran, right?
So it's like Iran, was it just Iran. Like an army of drones, I wonder, that just kind of flew in together? And
dropping little bombs.
Wow.
That's President Rambo, when was the last time you heard a president say locked and loaded?
Locked and loaded.
We're locked and loaded.
And of course he tweeted it. So it's just, it's even worse because it's just, it's Twitter, locked and loaded. It's not like he stood at a stand and said it. The Nebraska Cornhuskers celebrating a victory. Northern Illinois, they beat them. Now it's on to face Illinois on the road this Saturday for the Big Ten opener.
We got to be not be Husker Grinches.
No.
I mean, some people weren't happy, obviously, with the Colorado game. People weren't happy with the execution.
I think he wanted them to
destroy Northern Illinois, but that's a good win.
Yeah.
I was more glad that they kept the points down. They kept them to 8.
They had, from what I heard, one penalty the whole game. One.
Nebraska?
Yes.
You got to watch those turnovers, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. Turnovers are bad. Those block kicks and punts, all that stuff, bad. But we're also
weak.
Well,
remember,
there.
So calling all kickers, if you couldn't tell, if you can kick a football, Scott Frost would like to meet you.
Yeah.
That's legit.
I think they got someone. No, he just couldn't play that game yet. I think a former Gross guy.
But they had put a call out to soccer
players.
Yeah,
they did. It was an open call. Casting call.
Wouldn't that be kickers? A dream situation?
Yes. Yes, it would. No, congratulations, Huskers. This weekend, by the way, 7 o'clock game. Night
You're a big
game.
Football fan. Tonight, Browns take on the Jets. Monday night football. I guess the Browns beat the Jets last season at home. So there's that going in for people who are of the gambling nature. The woman who accused New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown is set to meet with the NFL officials today. He had a great weekend. Apparently, it's not bothering him.
His debut with the Patriots, I saw him and Tom Brady, the lady, hugging after awesome catches. And he is a phenomenal specimen.
Yeah, part of me wanted him to, not catch a single thing, just a little bit, just to take the hype down a little bit. But no, he definitely showed up and played ball. In their victory, their ass whooping. That
was a do or die situation for him.
Gosh. What about the Raiders?
The Raiders, they got schooled. They got handled by Mahomes and the Chiefs. Yeah.
And that's what we're kind of rooting for. If you watch Hard Knocks, you're rooting for Chucky. Knock once if you're with me.
Yeah. That was twice.
I've got some fantasy guys with the Chiefs, so
yeah,
I was all for the Chiefs.
I got Mahomes, so I'm happy. Yeah, so it's all good.
You gotta watch Ballers with The Rock on HBO.
I love Ballers,
because he's representing the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, so it's weird how they use real names, but then there's fake people.
Yes.
So like he signed a guy with the Chiefs.
All right.
To give Mahomes a target.
Okay. That's fantastic. I love Ballers. The Rock is...
But I think it's weird.
I love The Rock.
I think it's weird if you're like Patrick Mahomes and you're watching Ballers. Like, you're in it.
Yes.
But you're not.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yeah, good morning. All right, Ballas Pumpkin Patch. Wide open now, by the way. It opened up on Friday was the opening day, and all week we're going to have 4-pack of passes.
Who do you think climbers more favelas, the kids or mom and dad?
Well,
Who wants to go more, the kids or mom?
Angie, you got to take it.
Yeah.
We're going to hook you up, okay? So,
do you have
children, or what's the deal?
I do. I have 2 kids, and we go every year.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
I got to borrow kids just so I have an excuse to go.
And not look like a creep.
So, do you go multiple times? Because I do know people that buy the season passes and go every day almost.
No, we typically, so my husband works Saturdays, so Sundays are usually our only days off together. So we usually go just one time a season. We've looked into season passes. We just don't know if it's something that we would go multiple times, but we love it.
All right, well, you got 4 tickets. Okay. You're good to go.
Yeah, you also got 4 adventure passes as well. All right, you're all hooked up. That's the train ride tickets, paintball, discount on pumpkins, all that stuff. Do you get the pumpkins out there?
We typically don't. We like to go on the hay rack ride, but with the discount, then we might just end up getting our pumpkins out there, too.
Okay. All right. Well, Angie, thanks for listening.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good time. Hold on a second. All right. So I watched John Wick 3, and it went right into action. By the way, funny because the sweet Wylene kept saying it's
the Keanu Reeves action movie where he's an assassin on the run.
Wylene kept saying, "What was the first thing you would do if you're on the run? You'd think you'd get a new outfit or something like that, disguise yourself somehow."
Oh God, no!
But no, not
it's
him.
Not
at
John
all.
Wick.
Yeah. So the premise is he's on the run, but everywhere he goes, he gets recognized. And I thought, it's probably not that far from the truth, though. It's not like everyone around the world is going to recognize you and because they're an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does have a smartphone in their hand. So if you were, let's say you're not John Wick, but you're, who's super famous? That's who's super famous that's international? You know, on that level that you probably do get recognized. And people go to their phone and message other people or take a picture. Guess who I just saw?
Yeah.
Being a celebrity is probably like being John Wick.
Probably.
You're walking through, but everyone is trying to act like they don't see you, but they saw you, and they get their phone out, and they go, he's here.
All right, so it's this action pack, right? So John Wick 1, he kills 77 people is all. All right, I take me a while to get back to the John Wick one. It's been a while. Number 2, he killed 128 people. On this one, it says he only killed 94.
Wow, didn't only 94.
Well,
I would like to see somebody's. They got to show me the proof of work.
Yes.
Because that's a math assignment. If you go down and break down how many, because Halle Berry alone must have killed 50.
Yeah.
Halle Berry's in it, and there's an action scene in the beginning.
Yeah,
I thought the scenes were amazing.
The whole movie was fantastic.
Why would anyone ever attack John Wick ever again? I mean, don't come for him, bro.
It's unbelievable. I mean, because
everyone dies, right?
Yeah,
every movie is always like, oh, the boogeyman, I mean, and it's like, but yet they still try. I mean, I guess because it's, I guess in that world of hired assassins, what bigger feather in your cap would it be than be the person that took down John Wick?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like the moment, right? Like you then have now made a name for yourself because you killed crazy John Wick.
And I think that's what they want. Yeah. They want to get that. Plus $15 million isn't.
Is not it, too shabby.
Not too shabby as well.
It's a good rental. It's a very good rental.
Very much.
No
is.
One ever reacts, though, in the background when people shoot each other in the middle of a train station, a mall. Did you notice?
Mm-hmm. Not your regular
no
day.
One ever, so I think, is everyone aren't an assassin?
Probably. I mean, the
I
ending of the
away.
Second one, remember he was walking and everybody walked by was an assassin.
You're like, I must be missing something because apparently there are a lot of assassins just hanging out in the park.
Homeless looking assassins, don't even matter what it is.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Liam Hemsworth found out on social media, apparently completely blindsided, that Miley was leaving him. So Liam and Miley, they agreed to separate. And I guess when Miley's people put that out in a statement, that was a little bit of a, oh, we are?
You think
moment.
That's accurate, though? Do you think it's really accurate that he was? I mean, we're saying this, that he
not.
Found out through social media, but I don't know.
They'd already been separated for months. That was the word that, like, basically the entire summer, he was seen out and about, and he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, and he was by himself, like, grocery shopping, and he spent most of the summer down in Australia with his brothers, and she was, like, doing her own thing with her music.
So, but the question would be, is that accurate? Like, did they really both agree to break up? And then she said she dumped him on social media?
Yeah.
Or did they not break up and she dumped him on social media? I think it's the former. That they both agreed? Would that make more sense? But
yeah.
We're going to be cool about it.
We're wearing rings.
But it's like, who breaks first and says, we're done, and then makes it look like everybody wants to be the dumper.
Yeah, no one wants to be the dumpy. The dumpy hurts the worst. Well, maybe also they're working on it, or maybe he thought so. But eek.
It's hard to make a clean breakup and say we're going to be friends because you both say that.
Oh, God.
And then here's where I think it usually goes. It's not a matter of somebody getting dumped. It's just who's the first one to date somebody else, because then you see whether how really we're going to be civil. It's like we agreed to be civil until one sees the other one with someone else.
Oh, then it's gone. Yeah.
And she's very publicly been with someone else.
Yeah. What's her name?
Caitlin Carter.
And she moved in with each other, right?
Is that, yeah, that's the word that Caitlin has, like, moved in, that they're fast-tracking in. I mean, they've been seen, like, they were at New York Fashion Week looking all touchy-feely. And
it's called a rebound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're it's all fast.
If I were Caitlin, I wouldn't, like, start unpacking. I wouldn't take up, like, permanent drawer space in the site.
Let's remember years ago I said I want to open a bar and call it Rebounds.
I would think that'd be fantastic. It's a singles bar.
It's a single bar.
Yeah.
And it's for rebounders.
Yeah.
Recently single.
Yeah, why not? Now, who was she recently divorced from?
I thought that was Jenner's kid.
Okay, all right. Maybe not. Okay, all right. So,
you know, anyway. Like Caitlyn Jenner's son.
What, are you writing a book?
I'm trying.
Putting it all the pieces together. Who is with who? With where? I'll make you a name tree.
It's a new coffee
chart.
Table book. Brand
exactly.
New coffee table book.
To pull out. There's pencils so you can erase.
There you
Beyonce
go.
Is giving fans a behind the scenes look at The Gift. ABC is going to be airing a special tonight. This was a total surprise drop.
Are you going to watch it?
By the network. Yes. Are you nuts?
Man, you love yourself some Beyonce.
I love
don't you?
Me some Beyonce. Yeah, it's called Beyonce Presents Making the Gift. But it's not only Beyonce, it's Pharrell and Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar and Childish Gambino.
So it's 9 p.m., so party if you get bored of Monday Night Football. You know,
impossible.
It might be a blowout at halftime. You can watch Beyonce. Tonight it's ABC.
Yeah.
Lax, the lead up is Dancing with the Stars, and there's already been a shakeup.
What?
Somebody's been, Christy Brinkley has been eliminated due to the fact that she got an injury and she can't even start the season. So her daughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook, is taking her place.
Wow.
And that's like, I mean, tonight is live action on Dancing with the Stars.
Did you guys watch any of that last night?
I did not.
No, it's tonight.
Okay, all right. Okay,
I did not tonight. Possess a okay. time machine. It's close to being finished.
Let me know.
Take me back.
Please,
let
no, me
I'll
know.
Just disappear. You have no idea where I am. I hope I'm living my best life more than watching tomorrow's TV. Where have you been?
I've been a day ahead watching Dancing with the Stars. That's why I'm never surprised. I'm never surprised.
I'm going to tell you who.
That's what you're doing with your time machine?
Yeah.
What a waste. What a waste of an invention.
I invented it to save DVR space.
There you go. There's just a reason behind it.
Margot Robbie's coming back to the Suicide Squad. There was talk that maybe she wouldn't come back as Harley Quinn. And now comes word that indeed she will be rejoining the cast. Idris Elba, John Cena, there are a bunch of new people because like the Will Smith and Jared Leto are not coming back to Suicide Squad Part 2,
hopefully
which is supposed to come out August in 2021.
They make it good. We're just, a couple weeks away from the Joker.
Joker.
And man, they're ramping up, obviously, the PR campaign and the commercials. Mm-hmm. But man, have you seen the ads where they have the critics? Like, one of the greatest films of all time. I hope it lives up to it.
It better be. Normally when they say that, it isn't so much. Right. You know, so yeah. I know it does come out this weekend. Rambo! Shouldn't say it like that.
You can't say it like that.
It's Rambo.
You just lost your card.
It's not sold that way. Yeah, that looks cool too. That comes out Thursday night, Rambo.
Yeah.
It's like, what, they finally came for him, right? They showed up at his house.
Yes.
I think when you go to the movie theater this weekend, you'll be able to tell who's there for Rambo and who's there for Downton Abbey, the movie, which is coming out this weekend.
Well, I don't even know anything about that.
Downton Abbey in theaters. So that's a first.
First off.
Now, are there storylines that need to happen and then that'll be the end? Like it answers questions if you watch the series Downton Abbey?
I don't know if it'll be like the end, but I mean, definitely Downton Abbey fans have been rabid about the idea of a movie coming out. So, I mean, it's going to be, a force.
I had a guy on the golf course tried to float out that conversation balloon. What do you guys think of the Downton Abbey movie? It was just dead silence. The three other men stared at him like...
You're spending too much time with your wife, man. You need to get out on the course more. Rambo is what everybody's talking about.
We're ready for Rambo, bro. Or, as Party would say, Rambo!
Sounds like rainbow when you say it like that.
It does, actually, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, 938-9400.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.